Welcome to this episode of A Crack in the Plan. This is Danny Valencia, who plays Dianedale Valian. We are going to dive into our episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. Let's get on with the show.
So, this is day 10 that you guys have been in the library. On day 9, you explored the halls of the dead. You've come out, you've had an arm wrestling contest, and decided to call it a night. There was too much shame.
Too much shame.
And so you now have all you've all awoken. And like you've done the past 9 days, Rosman meets you outside and takes you out into the gardens. Which are so on the way to the observatory. So there's the observatory of the sun, or the solar observatory and the lunar observatory. On the way to them, there are two gardens. One is the sun garden and one is the lunar garden. You guys have typically taken breakfast or the hero's feast in the solar garden. So that's where we're going to pick up this morning. So you were sitting around eating breakfast, preparing for your day.
So on the agenda, we've talked about finding Lyra's.
Yeah, we need to find more about
stuff,
that.
Right. We still haven't found Damascus's quarters.
Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of halls.
There are a lot of halls, yeah. Mm.
I'm surprised Galen hasn't. Galen, have you been sneaking away and going down the halls?
No.
Roll the subject.
Insight check.
Do we all roll insight again?
Yeah, everybody roll.
11.
Is it insight?
Yeah.
18.
16.
19.
No way.
I got an 18 on the die and I got a plus one.
Dang.
I have a plus 8 to
wow.
Insight.
That's impressive.
No, Galen hasn't gone back and checked on anything. No, he hasn't been doing any of that.
The more Galen talks, can we figure out he's lying to us even with terrible rolls?
I said Galen. That was out of character.
Fine. Okay, so I guess we need to go down all these halls since no one's looked at them.
Yeah.
let's go. Which one you want to go down?
If one was to go down one of these halls, which one do you think would be most interesting?
All right. I mean,
the worst metagaming ever.
I mean,
there's been a lot of it.
What about that one? What is it? That one that what's over the door of that one? Like, is there anything written over that?
Of the north.
I'm just pick a random door that Galen has definitely not gone exploring down.
Amazing. So it's not the one south hall. You guys went there yesterday. I'm going to roll for it.
Yeah.
One is north, two is... Yeah, one is north, two is east, three is west. I rolled a 4, so that's a re-roll. Thanks, D4. One! So, you guys have done some exploring down... the archives, or it's not called the archives.
The stacks.
The stacks, and there's another name for it. The reference. So the reference is the catalog of the stacks, and then, according to Dindal's map, Damascus's room and his vault are this way.
You guys want to go check out Damascus's vault?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay out here for a bit with Vekra. I just have some things I want to check in, and then I'll come find you guys after.
Okay.
We're going to go loot a vault. You did hear that, right?
I'll be there in a moment, I promise.
Okay.
But you're the one who can get us into the vaults.
He gave him the code.
Oh, never mind. We don't need
to break in when you have the key.
You're not needed.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll be there soon.
Okay.
There might not be anything left.
So while you all go down the hall, let's deal with Bracken.
Okay. So I'm going to just find a space in here on the floor and just sit down.
Okay.
It's a big room.
Yeah, you're kind of next to the circulation desk.
That's fine.
Vekra says, what would you like me to do?
You can just go over there, I guess, or wander. I figured they wouldn't let me be alone, but...
So he walks like 15 feet away. He goes, is this far enough?
Sure. You're doing great, bud.
Thank you.
And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to concentrate. And first I'm going to attempt to scry on Valentine, but Kryn.
Okay. So I make a wisdom save?
You make a wisdom save and the DC is, I believe, 15. But let me double check. Because we said I was familiar.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I'm letting the fact that it's because he's in Valentine's body be the fact that you're familiar with him. That's my justification behind it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he would have the plus five.
Plus five, yeah. Well, we've met Kryn, so I would still.
Is there any?
No, you've not. You no.
We carried him.
We interacted with him.
We carried him from the. Mm-hmm. So they have first person knowledge of him. Yeah, they've seen him interacted with him briefly.
Yeah. Fair. Valid.
But
is there any benefit from Heroes Feast? Wisdom saving
throw. You're right. I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, so it's so, just a straight, and then the save is 13, not 15.
Okay.
Save is 13.
Okay.
And he does not get a modifier. Or doesn't get an additional.
Doesn't get an additional modifier. Okay. Yeah, he fails.
Okay, yeah, so this lasts it's a casting time of 10 minutes. And it lasts for 10 minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, what is he doing?
Okay.
I want to know what he's doing, where he is. I want, even if it's just, he's playing Prince, I want all of it.
Okay. So, you've never cast Scrying before.
Mm-mm.
So it's a very, it's a nauseating experience. It feels like you were sucked out of your body. And so you, like, you get this weird kind of like overland view, mm-hmm. like your mind is flying across the ocean. Anyways, this all happens in a split second. Mm-hmm. So you see, Valentine, Kryn,
mm-hmm.
He is standing on the parapet of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking out south towards the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking towards Whitland Prison, where you guys captured him.
Okay. Do I hear anybody else with him, like talking to him or around him?
No. So you can see like 360 degrees around him.
Yeah.
He's by himself.
Okay.
You hear the noise of Estricus.
Okay.
There is a, about halfway through your spell, there's a servant that walks up and hands him something.
Okay.
Like hands him like a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
They walk away. And I mean, and you can like, you can read over his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and he opens the scroll or opens the little piece of parchment paper,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, it's a guard's report. It says, there were two thieves caught pickpocketing, and they've been delivered to the prison.
Okay.
Or delivered to the dungeon.
Being a thief, mm-hmm. do I notice any hidden messages, thieves can't, anything weird about it?
You do not.
Okay.
And you see him, he crumbles it up, sticks it in his pocket.
That's the full 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It's just him. He's okay. looking out over Estricus.
Okay. I come out of it, kind of, like,
yeah.
Put my knees up, heads between my knees.
Roll a constitution saving throw. God.
Look. That's worse.
3.
So you vomit on the floor.
Cute. My bad.
Sorry.
I say to Rosamund. Alright, I'm gonna wait a minute before, because I want to scry again, but I'm gonna wait a second, and while I'm waiting, I am going to pull out the, spell book that I have.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Sending on Justice.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not fully plan out what I was going to say, so let's see if I can remember. So I'm going to send to Justice, my friend from the city.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, Justice, how's the city? Is anything weird? Has anything happened recently? What's the general layout of everything? What's going on?
A few minutes go by. Lots of questions. Heavier guard presences. Lots of arrest. But it's small crimes.
Okay. All right. After I do that, then I'm going to attempt to scry again. I'm gonna wait a little bit, like maybe 10 more minutes.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna attempt to scry again.
Okay.
And I'm going to attempt to scry on, and this person would get -5, Aranor.
Okay.
I'm assuming he'd get -5 because I know him.
Yeah. And
I've interacted with him quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
So do his wisdom save.
Okay. That's better. So he naturally has a +3 wisdom. Okay. So then, so I rolled a 19. +3 is 22. Okay. -5.
Yeah. So
17.
He makes it. And then I don't remember if he's aware if he succeeds or not. I'm looking. No, the discharge isn't affected and I can't use it again on him for 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay. Then yeah, once I've done that, then I'll... Again, I'll try and... I'll start heading down towards...
Towards them.
Yeah.
Okay. So while this is happening, the three of you, you walk down. So on the map on the wall, it's hallway number one. You walk down, and you guys haven't been down this way yet. And so in a room equally as large as the stacks, there's a little placard on the wall that just says reference. If you want to pop in there quickly, you can, just to see it. But it looks like a bunch of magical filing cabinets is essentially what you would see.
The Dewey Decibel System.
Kind of. it's mostly a cross-referencing system.
Okay.
And so, like, because it's a living library, things are constantly evolving
as things change and everything.
And so they get magically changed.
So if we wanted to find a book, this is probably where we should have started.
Probably.
That tracks.
But, so you actually keep walking past it, and according to his map, you walk, it's about 80 feet down the hall past that, and then the hallway Y's, and you follow to the left of the Y. You go another 120 some odd feet, you go down two sets of stairs, and there is a giant steel door. Or a giant metal door. It is 16 feet tall. 18 feet wide, roughly. And enough that there's still, like, stonework around it. And there is an intricate, like, locking mechanism. But you were given the combination to it.
All right. I'll use that and unlock the door.
Yeah. And so it's like four nozzles. That's not the right word. Knobs, I guess. So you turn one, turn the other. And they all click into place. There's a big wheel in the middle. You spin it three times to the left and then once back to the right. A half turn. And there's a big thud, and the vault opens.
Ready to go inside?
Yeah.
Push it open.
Okay. Push it open. Mm-hmm. And so square room, 40 by 40. At the back, there is a wooden door. So on both sides, or on all three, four sides of the room, and then down the middle of the room, there are suits of armor, there are weapons, there are several bookcases that, because this is his vault, you reasonably assume these are his journals, or these are his accounting of things. You're not 100%, but that a reasonable person would assume that's what this is. So you're free to explore the room.
Is there any light armor?
There is light armor.
Can I grab one of the pairs of light armor?
Yeah. Leather armor is considered light.
Yep.
Correct? Okay.
Light or studded, or leather or studded.
Okay.
Right.
So there is, it's a +2 studded leather.
I'll kind of put that on.
Okay. So your AC goes up by 2.
Do you want to, like, do your thing and see what, like, is magical? I mean, there's so much stuff here.
I'm, like, trying to put a shirt on. Oh, I'm like, oh yeah.
I help him put the armor on.
Yeah.
Thanks. Might need to take it in a little bit.
Yeah, so roll your roll.
Just do it.
Okay, so you rolled Dispel Magic, or no, Dispel Magic just happens.
Just do it.
Detect Magic.
Detect, not dispel. That's what I meant. Don't dispel everything in here. No. That would be bad.
Yeah. So there's, so you see, like, there are gemstones that just are imbued with magic. There's magical potions, kind of run the litany of, You notice that they're health potions. You've seen health potions before. You know what these are. And it's all of them. So there's kind of a wealth of those. The armor you're wearing is magical.
Mm-hmm.
All of the different suits of armor, or like pieces of armor, light up magical. They're so mechanically, there's a bunch of like plus one daggers and plus two daggers and bows and arrows and all, like, if there's a magical weapon to be had, he has them.
Okay.
So there's one locked case, that whole thing is like super magical.
There's a magical case over here. Is it locked with a magic thing, or is it something?
So the lock's not magical. It's just locked. Okay. So it could be forced.
I don't have a key or anything.
No, not for this.
Do you want to try that lock thing that you were doing before, where you were just hammering the stuff right out, or do you want to wait for Bracken?
I mean, how hard can it be to unlock something?
Can't be that hard.
Yeah, we can do it.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm gonna. I don't have tools or anything. I'm going to...
You have blacksmithing tools. That's what you were doing before, remember? You were, like, taking doors off.
But I don't want to bust this apart. So I want to be nice.
You have a shaping hammer.
Okay.
And so you roll a strength for me. Athletics.
I don't want to break it. Okay, that's a 13.
Okay. You do break the lock, but it's okay. And inside Dindal, there are two magical swords.
Ooh, there's some magical swords in here. Pull them both out.
Why were they locked separately?
I don't know.
Are they going to start talking to us?
Do you want
to
find out?
Yeah. I mean, I already picked them up and pulled them out.
Oh, do you cast Identify?
No. I was literally about to say before you started saying, I was like, do you want me to identify them?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's all these other magical weapons, so why were these locked away?
Good point. I'll identify the first one.
Okay. Don't let it take over you.
I got the Ring of Mind Shielding, I can't.
Okay.
I think that's why I have this on, because I do this a lot.
Okay.
But you were, did you not have the ring when you were taken over the last time?
It just talked to him, it didn't take him over.
What thing?
Okay.
Molly?
Yeah. Molek, did so you've cast Identify?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a Vorpal sword.
It's something called a Vorpal sword. It's very sharp.
It's a scimitar.
It's a scimitar.
Yep. Vorpal scimitar. So plus 3 bonus to attack and damage rolls with the magical weapon. It ignores resistance to slashing. You attack a creature that has at least one head with this weapon and roll a natural 20, you cut off one of the creature's heads.
Wow. Right.
Got a scimitar. And then I'll identify the other one.
It's much bigger. It is also a Vorpal sword, but it's a greatsword.
This is a Vorpal greatsword.
Wow.
So is this guy running around in the battlefield? I just kind of like motion with my hands, like holding two swords. Like,
no, I don't even think you can lift. You cannot lift.
That's a great sword.
You go to lift the great sword, and it goes, "Oh no!"
Okay. Oh,
Galen will walk over and take the great sword, and with his 21 strength, he holds it in one hand, and he's like, "No, this is definitely a two hand thing, unless you're stronger than me," and. He says, did anybody object to Catherick? You're probably the only other one strong enough to wield this. Do you need a...
No, I'm okay. You can have it.
All right. Is there a sheath with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Since he's...
It's sitting alongside the sword in the case.
He'll put it in the sheath. And then since he has the maul, it just appears, he will... put it on his back.
Love that.
Like Conan.
Or Highlander.
Yeah, or Highlander. Well, I mean, Highlander's not a great sword,
I know. I am the Highlander!
And while we're doing this, he's going to say, oh, hey, Dindal, while you're identifying stuff, he's going to pull that pauldron that they found in the other room. He goes, hey, this was in the room with all the other fancy armor that nobody in here really, except maybe Catherine, can use. But Bracken said it looks special. Can you see if there's something special about this armor?
Sure. So, cast Identify on that one too.
Okay. So you cast Identify, and so the pauldron's magical. It's imbued with a spell. It's imbued with haste. So once a day, you can activate it.
So it's like the boots of haste, but it's a pauldron of haste. Yeah.
So you now have haste on you.
This could make you very fast.
Oh, sweet. I like going fast.
Catherine, do you want the sword?
I mean, I don't really need it. I mean, I can take it, but...
I mean, is that something that Bracken can use?
I'll say it's about this time that Bracken...
Bracken use what?
Can you swing a sword?
Define.
It's tiny. It's not that big.
It's not a big sword, but it's curved and
probably
cut someone's head off.
Probably. I can try. Is it like a simple weapon?
Scimitars are martial weapons.
Yeah, I look at it and go, I don't know about that.
Do we not remember yesterday? I mean, it's not that much bigger than a dagger. Do I sound weird?
The scimitar? We are talking about the scimitar, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, I was doing the wordle.
Are they considered short swords or no?
Scimitar is not a short sword.
It's a finesse weapon. It's a light finesse.
Because I can use long swords, rapiers, and short swords. But
I would put this in the short sword category. Okay. So you're fine. I would allow you
to under use weapons. It. Can you use short swords?
Simple weapons is what it tells me.
Oh.
They could when they were a rogue.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're a warlock.
Yeah. I mean.
So no.
What pack did you take?
Pack to the blade.
Wait, I can't use a sword. Why can't I use a sword?
I think wizards. Oh, wizards.
But I can use battle axes, crossbows.
Those are dwarf.
Light weapons, daggers, darts, hand axes.
Those are light weapons.
Quarterstaff, slings, and warhammers.
So you can use some of those because you're a dwarf, and and like the staff and sling and stuff, those are wizard weapons.
Got it. Yet I can't use it either.
I mean, I don't think I have a sword, so this might be
there
useful.
There you go.
Okay.
You scimitar.
Where do I put this?
Oh,
do
no.
Do I put it on my side? Do I put it on the back? Where does this go?
This is bad.
Amazing.
I mean, if he's proficient in the weapon, I would say he's probably not going to cut his own head off with it.
We hope.
You do remember arm wrestling from yesterday.
I mean, I can always try and teach him something on how to use it.
You don't know how to use a sword either, do you?
Not those kinds of swords. But I know how to use a sword more than he does. I can teach
him
the basics.
That's not a high bar.
Hey! I know how weapons work.
Okay.
Did you say my armor?
This is going well.
Did you say the armor was leather or studded leather?
Studded leather.
Cool.
Is there any more of that Bracken might be able to use? Any other? Is there more than one set of
leather? Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of armor. Bracken, can you use armor?
I can use light armor.
Yep. Yeah, there's light armor in here.
Can't. Is there like a magical crossbow?
Yeah.
Can I get a magical crossbow?
Yeah. You find a +2 crossbow.
Okay.
I'm gonna look for daggers. Shocking, I know.
Okay. Yeah. You find a bunch of magical daggers.
Mm.
They're all just kind of standard. They're all +2.
Okay.
So it's just weapons in here. There's not like. Any belts or rings or staffs? Are we seeing any of those types of things?
So, roll investigation.
Okay.
With my detect magic, can I scan again?
Yeah, I mean, most everything lights up magical.
I was like, can we all look, or is that
Yeah, everybody can look.
Because that doesn't look good.
I'm trying to decide if I want to use one of my rerolls. It was a 2.
I mean... Oh, I'm going to use one of mine. That was another one.
Oh, there we go. 18.
16.
Okay.
I'm using luck because I just got a 1. Okay, that's better.
Dirty 20.
Okay. So we'll start with Cathra.
Okay.
So Cathra, you are looking around. You do find there's a couple of magical belts. So there's the belt of Storm Giant Strength.
Okay.
That there, I think you can wear that.
I'm wearing it already.
You're wearing it already. Okay. My bad.
And we could give it to Bracken, and then they could have, because we got two of them, or give it to Dindal.
Dindal will.
Honestly,
Dindal hulks out.
Yeah. Dindal.
With the sword.
This is how Dindal becomes Darrow.
Yes.
Wait, did you say? Oh, Storm Giant.
Yeah.
So, I have Hill Giant.
Yeah. Oh, Storm Giant might up you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's see.
So you find the belt of Storm Giant Strength. You find.
Oh, yeah, that ups me.
What's your strength now?
It's like 25.
More than Galen?
Oh, yeah, because I'm only 21.
Okay.
I was equal to the Hill Giant.
I was 21 as well, and now I am. Where did it go? Okay, I'll keep going.
Okay.
I did something wrong.
Okay. I'll come back to you because you find something else. Bracken, what is your roll?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. Let's see. So you find perioptive wound closure.
Okay.
And you find an amethyst dagger.
Sick. I don't know what it does. It's just fancy.
Yep, just fancy. Okay. You would have to identify it. Nandal, what did you roll?
I think I said 16.
Yeah, I think it was 16. So you go through. You find a couple of bags of holding. So just you have more of them if you need them. Let me think. Do you wear glasses? Does Dindal wear glasses?
For reading.
Okay. So you do find it's a pair of ruby lenses, and you're unsure what they do, but they look cool.
Be like Cyclops.
Yeah, kind of. Galen, did you roll?
I rolled a 13.
Okay. So the frog you have for your hammers, there are nicer ones here. So if you want to trade them out, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll because I've got one light hammer. I'll see if I can pick up another light hammer then a frog on each for each side. Yeah. So I have one on each hip.
Yeah. So you find plus two magical hammer or plus two light hammers.
So two of them.
Yep. And then, what kind of footwear do you have? Do you just have regular like sandals or boots?
Flip flops.
That's a Galen. Samas.
Chacos.
Devas.
Crocs.
He doesn't have any special. Okay. Just regular boots.
So you find the boots of springing and strutting. So you can do lots of fast now. You're a fast
barbarian. Lots of fast now.
All the fast.
You're a combination of the Flash and the Hulk.
How many daggers did I find?
Three.
Sick. I'm gonna leave because I had a scimitar. Or not a scimitar. I had a rapier that I can't use anymore.
Okay.
So I'm gonna leave that one.
You leave it behind? Got it?
You said daggers were plus two?
Yep.
Sick. So powerful.
Catherine?
Sorry, Catherine put on the belt and went, oh! And got very distracted.
It's like if you're a bodybuilder and you spent the last 48 hours cutting weight, or you're like cutting to make weight, you're super roided out.
Guys!
The arms on your robes look like they're like sausages. They're like about to rip.
That looks uncomfortable.
I feel very strong.
Okay, that wasn't the way it was like a few minutes ago, though. What just happened?
I put on a new belt.
And you notice, Catherine, so when you put the belt on, it like absorbs into your robes. Much like you remember your armor doing.
What belt?
I swear I put on a belt.
Uh-huh. I believe you. Mm-hmm. I do.
Promise. So did the other belt just...
This absorbs and it negates the other belt.
Did the other belt come off? Or nope.
It disappears. It's just in there.
It disappears. Amazing.
I think somehow my robes just ate two belts.
That's the weirdest thing I've heard in 4 months we've been together.
Yeah.
That's probably fair.
Weirdly enough, I would agree with you.
Your robes eat things?
A week ago, 2 weeks ago, time is weird. That belt is no longer here, but it made me stronger.
Are you sure it's not under your robes? I'm not asking you to check right now. I'm just saying in general. Are you sure it's not underneath? That's generally
how... this isn't how we talk to women.
Sorry. I don't know.
Hey, Galen.
Yeah?
Oh, not again.
No, I'm not going to punch him.
It would be amazing.
Okay.
No, just let's arm wrestle.
Okay.
So you clear a spot, you can arm wrestle.
I just want to see if this is really happening.
Okay, athletics.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's just if I'm being grappled. Yeah. So I don't have advantage. A 22?
15.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Yep.
I rolled a 2.
Oof.
I rolled a 9.
So it's not impressive to see, but it's
very,
very powerful.
Uh-huh.
So you got another one as belts of strength that's better, apparently, than the other one?
Apparently. I didn't really.
Did you see her put it on?
No, I found these frogs from my light hammers, and I got a couple of new light hammers.
Anybody need anything identified while we're...
Well, was there something else I found?
There is.
Oh, no.
Horrifying.
I know, right? So underneath the belt, so you put the belt on, and you turn back, and there's a small... small leather book.
Okay.
And you pick it up and you open it and it's in runic. And you kind of understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's a spell.
Okay.
But you're not sure what it does.
Okay. Can I I'm gonna take it over to Dindal.
Okay.
I can kind of tell I found this. I can kind of read it but not really.
Okay. Oh, it's runic. What does it say?
So you flip open the leather cover, and it says the Book of Rune Staves, and by Damascus. And so you flip to the first page, and there's only two rune staves here. You've never seen a rune stave. But he writes a description of what one is. So he tells... He's describing that a rune stave is... it's a combination of runic magic. Or a combination of runes that this set in particular... it has to be... To be able to use the spell, or to use the spells imbued in the staves, they have to be tattooed onto you. But these spells can only be cast by a wizard. And you can read so the description of the spells is written in there. There are two spells. The first runic stave spell is resurrection. And the second is damnation. To get any more, you would have to cast identify.
Okay. So I'll kind of like reiterate a bunch of that. Two rune staves. Have you ever heard of rune staves?
Have I?
You've not. So he passes the book to you, and that's. So there are two rune staves. I'll take a picture and I'll post it online. So the resurrection stave and the damnation stave. So top to bottom, that's what the. So. Damnation is the opposite of the resurrection spell.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's where things are like. To reverse a stave, you invert it. And so I will. If and when Dindal cast identify,
mm-hmm.
I will.
Yeah, I literally was like saying, oh, okay. Yeah. Once to identify, so I'll identify it and okay. Figure out what else.
Okay, so resurrection. So when you cast it, you realize this can only be cast by a wizard.
Okay,
so that's the first thing. You have Dindal, you've read, you like, you know that the resurrection spell is it's a thing that people can do. It's typically clerics that do it, and it typically costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So in casting identify, you realize that the magic imbued in the stave for resurrection, unlike a spell scroll or reading a spell from a spell book, the magic of the runes comes from channeling magic through them. And so, because of how this is written, it has to be tattooed. So the caster has this permanently. Right now, Catherine's the only wizard in the group. So if you want it, you can get a tattoo.
All right.
So for this version of this magic, so resurrection is a 7th level spell, and the cost it will cost you an exhaustion point. So you cast it and you become exhausted. So the tweak that I've made to the spell, so touch is not required,
okay.
And it's instantaneous, thus the penalty of exhaustion. There's no save from the target. It just happens. So, example, Dindal falls in combat, like, dead. You say, or, you know, you cast resurrection on mm-hmm. him, and he just pops up.
Okay.
Or he becomes stable. Damnation. In a similar vein, 7th level spell, costs you an exhaustion point. So, damnation is a non-combat spell. It can't be counterspelled because, like, there's no verbal, there's nothing verbal to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's you touch them and you decide to do this thing to them.
Okay.
So you choose a target. You choose a target, you touch, you like put your hand on them. What it does is it separates the soul from the body. And you, when you do that, you roll a d4.
Okay.
And the body dies in that many hours.
Okay.
But again, the cost is an exhaustion point.
Mm-hmm. And you said these are 7th level, so I can't cast them yet, correct? Or how does that work?
You don't know.
Okay.
Yep.
What did you say?
I said I'm terrified. Danny knows you have orders to kill me.
Only
if you turn evil.
Only if you're evil.
I mean, you said the other day you were going to kill somebody.
Yeah, that was Angie talking to the other players. No.
that was a personal thing. That wasn't a player. That wasn't a character thing. That was players.
Okay, and it has to be tattooed. Does it say, like, by who? Or can I tattoo myself?
I know runes. And I have magical ink.
Yep.
Oh.
Just saying.
Are we doing this right now?
I feel like it... That's...
That feels like a choice.
The only tattoo artist you've met have been in the Gora. So...
I mean, how hard can it be?
I mean, I know some people that could do it. There's the guy that did my Fane mark. Actually, either of the guys that did either of my Fane marks.
I mean, we just watched you get a tattoo. Were we all supposed to get a tattoo then? This might need to be cut out.
That was if you wanted it.
It was never said, hey, you're all getting this tattoo, so.
Okay. I, for some reason, thought we were all supposed to get that. I feel like that's a lot of power and feels...
Maybe we wait on that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do it right now. That feels a little bit like making someone a god.
We know how well that worked out.
I mean, does anybody else feel weird about how powerful these are?
I mean,
I like being able to bring you guys back to life, but... I don't know.
It's like I feel that that's something that Galen ought to be able to do, but if it's only a wizard that can, like,
kill people and bring people back to life?
Well, as the Allfather, if I'm supposed to be the Allfather, that feels like a thing I ought to be able to do, but I'm not a wizard.
Yeah,
I don't know how to, like...
And I don't know if one person should have both. That feels...
I will say, so Dindal understands from casting Identify that you can't just do one. You have to do both because there's a balance there. Mm. And so you're you're responsible for both.
Yeah, can't have one without the other.
Okay.
We are possibly going to be fighting.
Oh, I mean, gods, I guess.
So maybe down the road when you.
Yeah, get the, that makes sense.
Down the road, this might be something that we might want to have.
Yeah, you're right. I was just thinking.
Keep it in back pocket.
I don't know what the mental weight it's going to carry with it, but you've been in war before. You've seen some stuff.
Well, I know. So. That's why I think.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant. Like,
absolutely,
it shouldn't taking someone's life is very weighty.
And you've said you want to be a healer. I mean, maybe that, maybe the other side is something you use only if absolutely possible. But the other side, the good side, the resurrection side, is the side that's where you lean.
Yeah. I feel like I just need to think about this. It's not something I want to just make a split second decision on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you have that spell now.
So have we actually found the vault yet?
You're in the vault.
This is the vault. Okay, just making sure. Just wanted to make sure we're like
there is. Game. There's a door at the back.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's, and Damascus was clear. Like anything you want in the vault, have it. Sweet. So there's money. There's gold. Like there's coin, gold. There's gems. You know, his invitation was like, loot away. I don't need it.
It might be a good idea to take some of like the diamonds and stuff, spell-wise, component-wise.
Mm-hmm. In case something happens.
And then we can all kind of make sure we're decent coin-wise.
I was going to say, can you still identify things?
Yeah.
I found this dagger that looks cool.
The amethyst one?
Yeah.
I'll identify the amethyst dagger.
Okay. So, the amethyst dagger. It is a life-stealing dagger.
That's a big one. It's a life-stealing dagger. There you go.
It's 1d8.
I don't entirely know how I feel about your friend, whatever he is, having so much to do with life and death and the power over it.
Well, from what we saw with the High Wizards, they were all about life and death and their powers. We saw a ton of necromancy books. I don't know if this is pre or post lining up with Odin, but Odin kind of had some weird dealings with life and death too, you know, hanging himself on the tree and like kind of like dying and everything. And
dramatic.
Yeah, there's, you know, giving up his eye, you know, there's a lot of, you know, death and life and analogy things there of like kind of like the staves, you know, sacrifice and death and power and all that comes with it. I'll go check out the back door.
Okay. So, it's not locked, it's not trapped.
Okay. Open it up and look inside.
It is a bedroom. It's Damascus' quarters.
I'll do a detect magic scan.
There's a few magical things here.
Did he give us invitation to check out his bedroom and everything?
Yeah, he said
everything. Okay, I didn't want to, like...
No, he said everything.
So I'll walk over to the magical things and
okay.
See what I can grab.
So you, there's like a chest.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up. There's some fine clothing. That's not magical. But there's a like a bronze box. It's open top,
and
it's got a bunch of like rings in it. But there's one ring in there that lights up magical.
One ring.
Yeah. Let's see. And then, it looks like a bag of holding, but it's not. It's not an actual bag of holding, but it does light up magical. It's like a crossbody satchel. But that thing lights up magical. The contents, not the bag itself.
I'll check the main ring first. Okay. Identify it.
So you identify the ring. It is a ring of teleportation.
Oh, that's cool.
So you know, while you wear the ring, anyone you're touching, you can teleport.
That's cool.
Are
there any other rings in here?
No. But it's a one use a day.
One use a day.
And then do you check the satchel also?
Yes.
So you open the satchel and there's some kind of like scaly material. I'm not sure what it is.
I'll pull it out. Is it like a shirt?
No.
Is it like a...
No, it's... It's about 4.5-5 feet long.
Okay.
You cast identify.
Mm-hmm.
It is dragonhide.
As we're in the room and I'm just kind of glancing around, like looking under the bed and stuff, I look over at
I'm like holding Dindal,
and he's got the. Does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So I need that.
Which, the, this?
Yep, that. I need it.
Kind of roll back up. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
So you have dragonhide.
Another of us can ask why.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to figure out where it came from. That.
It was in the bag.
I know, but. What color is it?
It's a topaz. I can't remember if we described it in Galen's dream, but it is it's the hide of a topaz dragon.
Yeah, why do you need that?
You know that maul I'm making?
Sure.
It goes on the maul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that weird for you, Cathra? Like...
Yeah, it's really...
I don't know. You ever had a vision? I just know that in the vision, the maul was made out of the stone that I've been working on, has a handle, and this hide is on that. And like, I don't know if it necessarily had to be this particular piece, but the fact that it's here, and I'm not having to, I was trying to figure out how I was going to persuade a dragon to, hey, can I cut some skin off of you to, yeah. I'm just glad we found this.
And, yeah.
In the vision, Hollick saw me with it and didn't freak out, so I think it's going to be okay.
Maybe it's someone they didn't like.
Yeah, maybe he was bad.
I don't know.
He was evil.
I just know that I'm supposed to put this... It's the grip on the handle of the maul is this particular dragon hide. So...
I didn't intend that to like signal you like, hey, wrap it up. Sorry.
No, I thought you were gonna correct me on it's not supposed to be the grip on the handle, it's supposed to be something else.
No, sorry. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No, okay. No.
Is anybody else investigating?
I'm digging around under the bed to see if like there's any drawers or storage stuff under the bed.
Not under the bed, but next to the bed there's a like a nightstand.
Yeah.
And you open it up and there's a leather bound journal. That actually looks like a journal. It doesn't look like a spell book. It is Damascus's journal.
I pick it up and kind of flip through and does it look like a personal diary?
It does.
Okay. I'm just going to put it back. Cause I don't like, it's a personal private journal, I'm not going to dig through it, you know.
Okay.
So once I determine it's a personal thing, just
you think it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
Did I see anything else magical that we haven't checked out yet?
Nothing magical, but as you're scanning, you do see Galen. He like flips open this book and puts it back.
All right. Anything else we need to grab from here, guys?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
All right, well, one thing checked off our to-do list was find Damascus' room and got that. Yeah, I guess head on out.
So you go to leave and the drawer that he shut, it kind of like jumps.
You're right there, Galen?
Who notices that?
You all notice it.
What was that?
So you turn around and like...
Is this another mimic? My maul appears in my hand.
Wait, what's a mimic?
The table that I killed in the other...
Did we know you killed the table?
Yeah, because you had to step over the...
walk through it, remember?
Step through over it.
Oh, yeah.
We're by the door, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Mage Hand and send it over towards the drawer. I'm not going to touch it yet, but I'm just going to get it close to the drawer.
Okay.
And see if it does anything.
The drawer, like, bounces.
Should I open it?
Yes.
Okay. Mage Hand, open the drawer.
So you open the drawer, and this book... Dindal, you were the only one that saw him, like, do anything with it at all.
Oh, it's the book that he put back?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So it jumps out of the drawer,
uh-huh.
And it lands like wide open, and
oh, that's weird.
There is a spectral figure of Damascus.
Oh,
how did you miss this? Looking at the book,
it didn't do this when I opened it.
Hi, Damascus.
Is Damascus real?
Is this?
Hi, who are you? This is my, I have questions. Okay. He looks exactly like.
Are you the one that we met over in the town with the Gorai under the mountain? Are you the same one? Or are you like twin brother? We had issues with twin brothers.
My name is Damascus. I'm a recorded memory.
This is before.
Okay. So we met the later you? Yeah.
The current probably. You.
The one that's now.
Yeah.
Because you're like from a while ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, we met the real you. Real? That might be prejudicial. We met the current version of you?
He told us to come here and find his stuff.
So I live past these pages.
Indeed. You have kind of taken up a new life.
What year do you think it is?
How do years work?
I love doing this to you.
Tell us how years work, Jordan.
Yeah. He says 3 years. He said it's the 14th year of the High Wizard's reign. 417th High Wizard. I don't know how you would date your years.
We take them out. We to don't dinner. Either.
Question.
We take them out to dinner. That's how we date our year.
Yes, I know.
Quick question. Before you said 415 High Wizards, you said 417 right here. Is that?
Sorry, 415. I apologize.
Okay, I just want to make sure there wasn't like. Oh, I was like, oh, no. Damascus is a lying son.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
So 400. So this was the year that he was. Things
happened.
Betrayed.
Yeah, is this the year that he died?
It was under the last one,
reason,
right?
Yeah, it's reasonable to assume. Yeah.
Oh.
So if I understand that, I say, well, yes and no. You kind of got killed.
But it didn't take.
Yeah, but the.
But you're all good now.
Some kind of magical amulet thing. You're still running around. I don't understand it. It's magic stuff. I normally just hit things, but
there's deep magic that runs through the world, so in a sense I'm not surprised. Though me, I don't know why. You say a future version of myself sent you. Did he tell you to read these pages?
No, he just said we were welcome to the stuff in his vault. This is inside his vault, and I pulled out the book and looked like a personal journal, so I just put it back. I wasn't going to mess reading his private thoughts.
No, it's fine. He looks concerned. He says, did they find... Have they found the gate? Have they found my wife?
So, not that I'm aware of?
Tell us more.
I did not see a wife when we met you.
So. Which gate?
Which wife?
the Bifrost gate. Did you find the secret door in my vault?
No.
Sure haven't.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Have you ever traveled by Bifrost Gate?
No.
Definitely not.
People don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, that's not really
a thing. That's kind of been stopped by Odin.
Yeah, that's...
What?
Well,
yeah. Odin, there's a lot that down. That's not a thing we do anymore.
Okay, setting that aside... Have you been to Vanaheim?
No.
Have you been to the dragons?
We've met some that are here, but
they've been locked away. They aren't here. They have to be hidden.
Odin brought everybody here and then locked everything out. So there's no more Bifrost travel.
If a spectral image could get paler, he does. He says, Okay. So, several years ago for me, I stole the knowledge to be able to travel across the Bifrost. The dwarves are the ones that brought it to us. That brought the yes, your kind. Your
yeah,
kind.
Yeah.
They brought us the knowledge to travel across the Bifrost gates.
Okay.
So I did. The High Wizards kept it secret. I stole the knowledge. It doesn't matter why. So I went to Vanaheim. There I discovered the dragons. And he kind of looks around the room, and he says that chest there. So there's a chest on another chest of, or like a, looks like a treasure chest, on a wall. You didn't open it. It looks like a footlocker, like you would store your boots in or whatever. He says there's a secret compartment in that chest, that has all of my dealings with the dragons, specifically with the wizard Tessarian. Read it at your will. But in the vault room, on the east wall, down around, and he looks at Galen, what would be your knee height? There's a point where two stones meet. Press those two stones together, or press in on them. A secret door will open. There's a Bifrost gate there. For me, last night, I just came back from Vanaheim. My wife is there.
Would you be able to give us her name just so we have my means of introduction?
Almanara. She's a topaz dragon.
Oh.
Has she ever given a chunk of?
Catherine and I are like looking at like behind this thing, like
the dragon hide. Yeah, it's hers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she grew. She shed her scales. I was going to wrap some of my weaponry in it, or try to make an armor piece out of it. Have it. It's yours. She was pregnant when I left. I may have a son or daughter, I don't know.
So what do you
are you like, so you're not a dragon?
No.
Okay.
Wife was a dragon? Is.
Yes.
And so your child would be a half?
A half dragon.
Would it be possible for him or her to be a full dragon with, like, or mostly dragon?
There's a possibility, I don't know.
Okay.
But anything written here, anything in those journals, read it. Have at it.
Okay.
So when you went to Vanaheim, did you meet any other dragons? Anybody?
I met a ton of them.
Did you meet a bastion?
The name doesn't sound familiar. The outside of my wife, Almanara, there was an enclave of dragons that I was friendly with. They were led by a dragon named Tessarian.
We heard that name in, was it Nevi's vision?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
As I say, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nevi was taken to...
You know Nevi?
We yeah. You know Nevi?
She was a child. She...
She's an adult now. She might be one of the oldest dragons that's still alive.
Well, oldest dragon's still alive.
Here.
On this plane.
She's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not with us. But she's...
Somewhere safe.
Safe? Question mark?
Wow. No, she was just a child last time I saw her.
Okay.
And up until... I don't know. Month and a half ago, she still thought she was a child too.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. Can we go back to, you seemed really surprised about the Odin and shutting the Bifrost.
Yeah.
Okay, so why does that surprise you so much?
Because Odin is her champion. Why would he shut the Bifrost?
Oh, wow, you've been gone for a while.
Okay, well, I mean, this kind of helps us narrow things down, and... Okay. So you went and saw lots of dragons, but only a few lived here?
I knew maybe one that came here, but he wasn't here long. He returned.
Okay.
What was his name?
Not every dragon has a name.
I don't know.
Well, I would assume they have a name. They may not share it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like way more we should be asking. Wait, so does the version that we know not know this stuff anymore?
He didn't tell us any of that. If
he I did. Know. So was it did when he died, it? He lost it, or it got...
Or he purposely forgot it.
Just to keep people safe?
Or he just didn't share it with us.
I feel like...
This Bifrost Gate, does it take us to anywhere, or does it take us specifically to Vanaheim?
You can change it to take you anywhere you want.
Okay. And does it look like a stone table?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
He says if you go back in the vault, he said he kind of like mocks out dimensions with his hands. He says there should be a leather bound chest that's got everything that I stole from the wizards. It should tell you anything you want about the gates and how they're made, how they get... Did you say repaired? These things are real hard to damage.
Yeah, the one in Estricus was damaged.
Where's Estricus?
Okay.
So where do you think we are? Do you think we're in Tomoke, or do you think we're in... Crap, what's the other place called?
Ralka?
What? I don't know either of those names.
Okay.
So
wait, let's just don't give him options. Where are we?
Well, the library is in Barriss.
Okay.
We were off the east or west coast of Barriss.
Off the west coast of Barriss.
So he thinks it's Tomoke, right? Because Barriss is the big continent, right?
But so Barriss is the middle continent.
Yeah,
the Fordlands are the north continent,
mm-hmm. And so he thinks we're off to the west coast.
He thinks you're off the west coast. Now Tomoke, he doesn't think that's it. He thinks he's further south.
Okay.
So Tomoke has the weird. We should be much colder, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Crap, I forgot what I was gonna say. Come back to me. No, like do something else. I'm trying to think of what I was going to say, but I forgot it when we were talking.
The library is on an island, about 11 or 12 miles off the coast.
If only, man. If only.
What?
we're way... That's not where we are anymore, man. It's... I don't know if it's some kind of spatial magic or something else, but... We sailed way far north from the Bear's Lands, up near the Fjordlands, and then came back a little bit south and hit it, and... When we left the library, we were on a different continent altogether.
Strange magic indeed. However you got here. I'm glad it's been found.
This is Angie. Not Kath asking. So... How many years has it... Did we figure out how many years it's been since the end of these guys? Since,
like, how long ago were they?
Yeah. Did we figure that out?
I feel like we probably did, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Did we figure that out?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out approximately...
Yeah, it's... So, okay. So it's been about... 4,000 total years.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's relative Nevi's age.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the Damascus we're talking to is about 4,000 years old?
Yeah.
Is that 4,000 years ago?
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Would you know of any reason why this information would need to be hidden, or why Damascus wouldn't share this with us? Why the current you wouldn't share this with us?
I wouldn't begin to know my future motivations.
Yeah, you're kind of a spy master now. You're very, very hands on, very in the know.
I'm sorry, that's news to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not more help.
No, I mean, you've given us a lot of information. You've been very mm-hmm. helpful. Thank you.
I'll go to that place where he told me to go push
okay.
the stones, and I'll try pushing the stones.
You push, it gives way. It pushes about 4 inches in, and then you've got freedom of movement after that to kind of slide it to either side. When it moves, it's low enough. You have to get down on your knees and crawl in.
Yeah.
Are you going in there solo, I assume?
Unless somebody stops me or says, hey, I want to go with you.
Okay.
Wait, is that like sending you to the other place?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's
make sure we don't end up on some other plane or continent by going through weird places.
I'll go with him.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm gonna come too.
We're all gonna go. Wait, are we done talking to this guy? Can we take you with us? Do you have to stay here?
You can take me, sure.
Is this gonna hurt when I close the book?
No. Right. You close the book.
I close the book. I'll put that in my bag of holding.
Okay.
So, okay. Does anybody know what a Bifrost Gate looks like? Is it like
it looks like the thing then the bottom of my tower. The table, the spinning thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what that yeah. Oh. Okay.
Mine's broken.
Uh-huh.
But we saw the one. Did we see the one in?
You saw it.
I saw.
Yeah, I
there's the Gore I have one too.
But it's broken too?
No. There's is working.
So
I don't know what to do with this information.
This feels like a lot.
But theirs, they couldn't like travel off-world, could they? They could just travel in-world?
They couldn't travel anywhere because they don't know.
They don't know the other
worms. They knew theirs, and that was it. They didn't know
where... So people couldn't teleport to the Gorai?
No.
Oh, I thought people did.
Because... So you have Selvig's map.
Uh-huh.
You have read a little bit here and there about them. You know what they used to be. And then, so, you leave his room. You're all four gathered around the Bifrost gate in his little secret room.
Mm-hmm.
You very clearly, like, you can see the thing rotate. Like, you know how to rotate it. You know how to whatever. Reasonable assumption. You can rotate it to match the Gorai destination. Because, so you don't know what the like, until you go through his books that he says he's written everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Or that everything is written down. You know, you know, one sending address. you know how to get to the Gorai. And then looking at this, you can see how to get from the Gorai back by activating the gate.
So I'm going to go grab that other brown chest that he found, open it up, and grab the books.
Mm-hmm. So there are 10 books altogether. So the first one is for basically on world.
Okay.
So on Midgard travel. And just a quick, like, I mean, you're speed reading at a level you don't normally do. Like, you're gonna get a headache
mm-hmm.
reading this fast. You quickly put together, like, because you have a picture of, you know, the map in your, of Selvig's map in your head, and reading this, you're like, I know where all of these gates are now, or where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is yours.
Would I be able to use mine even though it's broken?
You would have to repair it.
I have to repair it. So we could not get to Estricus?
You couldn't get to Estricus yet. Because there are instructions on how to repair it. You have to have a stonemason do it.
And Gaius was sending stonemasons to your tower to fix it.
Yep. So there's instructions how to fix it. There's instructions, or essentially addresses, for on Midgard to, like, jump across Midgard. And then it does have how to rotate the table to get to the other 9 realms. And the other books here, you grab the Vanaheim one, you pull it out and you look, and very similar to the Midgard, there's how you jump in between the Vanaheim ones. So you can't, like, and you can jump from any of these to any of those. You just have to know, you have to know where you are and know where you're going. You can't just, like, spin it and find one, you know. They're set in a certain pattern.
Okay. So it's like doing a math equation to
yep.
go there. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I got the books. Was there anything else? Are we going somewhere? Are we going back to the Gorai? Are we going back? Are we going to Vanaheim? What are we doing?
I don't think we should go anywhere right now. Not right this second, anyways.
So you're telling me that you can make this work right now?
I think so.
And we can go everywhere on this plane and other planes?
Possibly, if this one is somehow working. But our understanding is that you have not been able to do this.
Right.
So I don't know if this one is actually still, if this one is working or not. Because this one was not on my maps, right? Like, I didn't know about this one.
This one was not on your map.
So this might be a secret one? I don't know.
Well, I'm worried if we go somewhere and use it,
we get stuck.
We can't get back. Mm-hmm. Especially if we manage to go to another plane. I feel like that could be problematic.
Or worse, we go somewhere someone we don't want following us can get back.
Yeah.
I don't want to let something loose, either.
Okay, how many of these are like on in this world.
So there were 13 that we knew about, right?
There were 13 on Selvig's map.
Yeah, and this is the 14th?
This is the 14th, but then his Book of Midgard has a bunch more.
Okay.
And you...
And Midgard is where?
Midgard is the world you
live on.
We are Midgard. Thank you.
So the planet you live on goes by two names.
Okay.
Alturas.
Okay.
And Midgard.
Okay. Of course, Cathra wouldn't know that.
Yeah, obviously.
That was just Angie.
So this is, I guess, a more expedient way of leaving when we are ready to go. If we want to go back to the Gorai. If that's the way we want to leave, or we could go back to the monastery and then find Narstal's room if we wanted to do that, because we forgot to do that, and then walk back. But
and as you're saying this, you realize like you're wearing a teleportation ring too.
Oh yeah, I found a teleportation ring, guys.
Maybe lead with that next time.
We talked to a 4,000-year-old spectral person. I don't know. Sorry, I forgot.
And his wife is
a topaz dragon.
I really think that he must have his memories like wiped.
I mean, he's a spy master, though. Part of me wonders if he's just keeping everything very close to the chest. But he sent us here. He said, "Go to my room, find the stuff." So it's like maybe he didn't want us to know before we got here. But it's like, either he knew and he just wanted us to find it on our own, or he knew
that he needed to send us here, but he didn't know why.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it matters. Does it matter?
I mean, it matters in the sense of, was he withholding information from us? That's
probably.
I don't know that he was. It doesn't make sense to withhold that from us, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not tell us, but send us to the place where we're going to find the information anyway? So
I mean, we almost missed this. I mean, we were going to walk out of here.
Yeah. Well, Galen put the book back and we almost missed all the information. That was quite a...
Yeah, that's a lot.
So his wife was a topaz dragon.
Mm-hmm. It's another one we didn't...
So that's number 8.
Who was pregnant with potentially a half-dragon.
Remind me
the color of the
4,000 years ago.
Yeah, but remind me the color of the person that the brothers were going looking for.
Blue. But I don't know if it, like, is it just like you pop out a dragon and it's a random color? It's like a roll and maybe. Surprise!
I don't know.
I guess you wouldn't know if someone's cheating on you if it's just like, hey, look!
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on it, but I don't know if that's how it works.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Oh, he also knew Nevi. That was weird.
Mm. As a child. Well, I mean, I guess technically we kind of knew her as a child, too.
He knew her as a child.
A child.
We knew her as a 4,000-year-old child.
He knew of her as a child.
Okay, so... it's been a day, right? We can sleep and figure out what to do.
Maybe take a rest and figure things out.
Things were far less complicated.
Well, I feel like we need to like look more into these books.
Yeah, definitely. I know what I'll be reading tonight.
Yeah. And I mean, was there anywhere else we need to explore? I feel like this is a lot of info.
Yeah.
And you are right. We were supposed to look through at Narstal's room, weren't we?
We can get that on the
Damascus's room?
No, in the monastery. Oh, we never went to his room.
Yeah.
Were we supposed to look at, or was that just Narstal said that was a place that we could write that rune to get back to that?
To the door.
That
the tower.
Yeah, to the tower of
the runic stuff. Or do we put that here?
Definitely could.
My head hurts.
I say we go to sleep.
It's like 10 o'clock in the afternoon or in the morning.
Yeah. We'll take a rest or something.
Yeah, let's go lie down for a little bit. Least. I'm going to go do some reading. And we'll call it a day.
Okay. So after learning quite a bit, you settle in to sort some things out. And with that, we'll end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.